consent agenda, item number 886. Who pulled it?
Mr. Lightning, authorize a grant agreement with Greenhop LLC in an amount not to exceed $95,155 for their Greenhop Cannabis Workforce Incubator.
Any public testimony on this item? Call the roll.
He left. You, Daly.
Well, in the interest of saving time, I won't go through all my talking points, but we did release the information on this grant and three other grants awarded as a result of a months-long community-based process our office undertook in collaboration with Commissioner Fritz's office in the 2017-18 budget cycle using $500,000 of cannabis tax dollars. That information was released on August 7th and can be found on our website. I want to thank Commissioner Fritz. Sorry. I should know how to say your name by now. That's what happened. This is a tongue twister. Commissioner Fritz and her staff, especially Claire Adamsick, for their collaboration, Steering Committee of Community Partners, and the diverse panel of staff that helped pick the awards. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to Commissioner Udaly and her staff, particularly Jamie Duhamel, for their partnership on this. It's been really exciting. When we referred the cannabis tax to the voters in 2016, we were hoping to create just such a program for just such an entity, although at the time Greenhop didn't exist, so we didn't actually have them in mind. But they are an African-American-owned business that the mayor and I had the honor of being at their opening a couple of months ago. They are young entrepreneurs of color. They are in the community where they grew up, and I'm very pleased we can support their work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler. The Greenhop Cannabis Workforce Incubator is a pilot project under the leadership of Greenhop LLC. This project is an intentional effort to racially diversify the cannabis industry with an accelerated training and apprenticeship academy that connects historically underserved populations with the knowledge of how to enter the cannabis industry from seed to sale. The grantee hopes to make an impact within the Oregon cannabis industry that offers equity, inclusion, job, health, and prosperity for people of color in the Portland metro region, with an emphasis on educating communities of color about the cannabis industry to help them recognize the medicinal and economic opportunities available to them and help heal the isolation and stigma that have been associated with the cannabis industry for far too long. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. We are adjourned for 35 minutes.